Just a couple of verses of scripture this morning. I want us to just share with you today some thoughts about mom, about mothers. In Ephesians chapter 6, we find some instruction, reminder really from the Apostle Paul of 10 commandments that we find that God gave Moses. One of those 10 commandments was to honor your father and mother. And in this scripture reading, the Apostle Paul is reminding us of that in his own way. And in verse 1, he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right." Every mom and dad should be just like jumping for joy right now. You know, it's scriptural that children are supposed to obey their parents in the Lord, because it's the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life in the land. Father, we give you praise today and just ask you to bless our time together. Use your word for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Moms. Mothers, I just want us to, this isn't going to be a real theologically deep sermon today, but there are some biblical principles here that I think can help us in this whole relationship aspect. The first thing I want us to understand about motherhood is this: it's motherhood's a gift from God. Motherhood is a gift that God gives us, that God gives you. It's a privilege. It's a blessing, though sometimes you may feel that God confused blessing with a curse for some period of time. That time when that child's acting up or not doing anything that you ask him to do, and certainly not following Paul's instruction in verse 1 where it says, obey your parents. You may sometimes wonder, God, what did I do to deserve this blessing? But those times pass. Those times go. And no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, we need to understand that our position in life, your position in life as a mother, is a privilege. And it's a gift from God. It's a blessing. Even though sometimes we may struggle with it. Sometimes it's a trial. Sometimes we don't know what the right thing to do is. Sometimes you struggle. But God is with you. God helps. God gives guidance. He gives direction. You see, motherhood is a gift, it's a privilege, and it's a blessing that we shouldn't take for granted, because some never have that opportunity. As I mentioned before, and as the video that we watched mentions, there are people, there are ladies and there are women who would give anything for the opportunity to have children of their own, and for whatever reason, they're unable to. You know, the Old Testament gives us an example of a woman like that. Her name was Hannah. And she was married to a good husband, a husband who loved her, a husband who supported her, a husband who, though as many were in that time, also had another wife, had a second wife. There were, he was married to two women at the same time. We're not going there. I'm not even sure about that. Problem was, in that situation, you see, the other wife was able to have children, and Hannah was not able to have children, and it became an incredible source of conflict. So much so that One time during a religious festival, Hannah went out by herself, or thought she was by herself, and was praying in private and just pouring her heart out to God and asking for the blessing of being a mother, and said, "God, if you'll just give me a son, I will dedicate him to your service for the rest of his life. If you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you." That's how passionate she was about being a mother and having a child of her own. If you go back and read that story, you'll find that God answered her prayer. And her firstborn was a son. And she named him Samuel. And yes, he grows up to be the very same Samuel who was a great prophet, who anointed kings, who followed God, and was really a catalyst for the time of revival in the land. So we shouldn't take this privilege or this opportunity for granted, because some never have that opportunity. And for those of you who are here today and maybe are facing that, we understand that. And we pray with you and for you in those situations. So we can't imagine how difficult it must be. Motherhood's a gift from God. So here's a word for the rest of us concerning mothers. We need to understand that mothers are a gift from God. Mothers are a gift from God. All of them are special. All of them are unique. They all have their own gifts. They all have their own abilities. They all have special traits that they have to offer and that they have to share with us. Mothers are a gift. And they shouldn't be taken for granted, because they won't always be here. They won't always be here. Oh, I know, especially children who are younger, you think, "Oh, my mom's going to be around forever." And though I knew that not to be the case, there was a point in time in my life where, even though I knew that wasn't true, I certainly acted like I thought it was true. You see, I mentioned to you earlier that the song I tried to sing today, it was the last song my mom ever heard me sing in public, in church. She was in church with me. I was happened to be in church with her. I'd gone back home for a special event that I was invited to be a part of. And while I was there, I attended church with my mom. It was on Mother's Day. And the pastor there is a very good, very close friend of mine. We've known each other pretty much all my life. And he asked me to sing that day. And I sang that song. And my mom was in the congregation. I didn't think too much about it. We moved from southern Missouri, where we were serving as pastors, and we moved all the way to Minot, North Dakota. I cannot tell you how many conversations Blenda and I had where Mom would call me, and Mom always had some kind of physical ailment going on. It just seemed like no matter what was, there was always something. But it never seemed too drastic. And all the conversations we had, Blenda said, "You know, you really need to, we need to figure out a way for you to go see your mom. You just need to go do it." I said, "Yeah, I know. She's doing better. She's doing all right." I had all kinds of excuses. It's a long way from Minot, North Dakota, back to Missouri. I didn't have time to take off to drive, or so I thought. That was my excuse. Couldn't be away from the church for that long, or my family and my kids. I couldn't afford it, didn't have the money to go. There were all kinds of reasons I came up with. And one day I got a phone call. Text message, actually, from my youngest brother. The message said this: Mom's been taken to the hospital for IV antibiotic treatment for some type of infection. That was the only information I got. We were getting ready to start revival services that Sunday. On Sunday morning, I got a little bit of an update, I believe, if I remember right. But Sunday night, I got a phone call that would change everything. And my older brother called me just as we were getting ready to start church. And he said, Francis, you need to know something. Mom's in the hospital, and she's got a life-threatening infection, and it doesn't look good. I said, life-threatening? He said, I'm in St. Louis. I just got to St. Louis, supposed to be at a pastor's conference this week, but he said, I've already packed my bags. I'm headed back to St. Louis, or back to Columbia, Missouri, where my mom was in the hospital. That was a Sunday night. This progressed so quickly that the church family rallied around us. They bought us plane tickets. They did everything they could. They provided for us in an immense, in an incredible way. And on early Wednesday morning, Blenda and I flew out of Minot Airport, landed in St. Louis. You know, I'd started praying. I said, God, you know, I want you to heal my mom. I want her to get better. I want her to get out of the hospital. And the more things progressed, I'd picked Blenda up from work. We were going home to get packed. She said, honey, this isn't going to end well. I said, I know. So somewhere along the line, my prayer changed. And I said, God, if you're not going to make my mom well, if you're not going to heal her physically, at least let me get there to see her and say goodbye. We landed in St. Louis. My younger brother and his wife picked us up. We drove back to Columbia University Medical Center in Columbia, Missouri. And I walked in my mom's hospital room. She was in a coma, unresponsive. My prayer is that she even knew I was there, because I don't know. I can't tell you that for sure. Less than 2 hours after we got there, my mom passed away. And I've lived with that guilt. Because there were so many times I thought, well, I probably need to go see my mom. I just took for granted that she was always going to be there. And I know I'm not the only one who faces that kind of a situation. I'm not the only one whose mom is no longer with us. But my message for those of us today who still have the opportunity: don't take your mother for granted, because one day we won't have the opportunity to call them on the phone or go visit them. The Bible talks a little bit about how moms are to be treated. I touched on this a little bit earlier. Verse 1 says, obey. Verse 1 says that we are to obey our parents in the Lord, for this is right. What is obedience? It simply means that we follow instructions as the instructions are given. We do, as a child, we do what mom asks us to do. We do what mom says we should do. No. I don't know how far along in life that goes, Jordan, to tell you the truth. Obey your parents. Because I can just tell you this, and Jordan and Emily and Lexi, can all three testify to this. Disobedience was not tolerated in my house growing up, and it wasn't not tolerated in our home. If we see it rising up, we do our very best to nip it in the bud, so to speak. Because parents, if we let them get away with it, they'll continue to do it. I can just tell you this. We can't do this anymore because I'd get in trouble for child abuse or something. But, you know, we had a weeping willow tree on the farm where I grew up. You know why they call it that? I do. How many of you have ever heard your dad say, go cut a branch off the tree? And if it wasn't stiff enough, or you know, you try to find the smallest one, no, he'd send you back until you got one he approved of. It just wasn't tolerated. And I'm here to tell you, I didn't grow up in what I would call a Christian home. But disobedience wasn't tolerated. Scripture tells us we are to obey our parents. And we need to do that. It says, honor. Honor your father and mother. What does honor mean? It means to esteem them or to value them as precious. Honor your mother. Value that woman as being precious in your life. How many of our mothers today are made by their children or their husband to feel precious or esteemed or made to feel important and loved? Honor your father and mother. It means to value them as precious. Well, how do we do that? By showing them love in words and actions. Show them love in our words and our actions. We honor them by showing them respect in our words and our actions. If I say I respect you, but my behavior says differently, what tells the bigger story? We've all heard that actions speak louder than words. If my life doesn't display what I say, then there's a contradiction there. And my actions are going to be more honest about who I really am than my words. Disrespect was not tolerated in my parents' home. The worst words I could ever hear my mother say were this: you just wait till your dad gets home. You just wait till your dad gets home. I'm like, oh no, maybe she'll forget. She didn't forget. She had a really good memory, especially when it came to that kind of stuff. And disrespect isn't tolerated in our home now. We don't allow our children to disrespect one another, and certainly not their parents. It's not unusual to hear one of us say, you'll not talk to your mother that way, or you'll not talk to your father that way. And we need to set that example. How do we honor them? By sharing your time with them. And as I told you that story just a little bit earlier, this is a point that's hard for me to preach. We show honor to our mothers by sharing our time with them. Some are a lot better than I'm not here to make anybody feel guilty. I'm just trying to share with you some things that we can do to show honor and love and respect for our mothers. Share time with them. Spend time with them. Don't neglect them. I just want to share some things that came about as a result of my mom's passing away. And it was an interesting life growing up. Four boys at home. My mom had her hands full, more than full. And as we sat around the table at my brother's house, getting ready for her funeral service, we all just started talking. You know how it is when you get together as kids? You start sharing memories and you start telling stories. So I want to share with you just some of the things, just the influences that moms can have. This was kind of what I shared at the funeral that day after all of us boys sat around the table and talked about our memories of mom. This is by no means an exhaustive list, but just some things that you'll hopefully find funny and maybe touching. There was definitely a funny side of my mom. She knew how to laugh. She knew how to make others laugh, sometimes on purpose and sometimes just by being mom. Many times she seemed to have a hard time identifying just which child she was trying to talk to. And often that would be expressed as she started down the line of all the boys' names. Rock, Jane, Frant, Harold, one of you, whoever it is, figure it out. Sooner or later, the right one would answer and the conversation would go on. I remember I was playing basketball at school one day and my mom showed up just a little bit late, like at halftime. Our team was losing. We were way behind. And mom came in and promptly sat down in the seat in the gymnasium, and all of a sudden we heard these words loud enough for the whole room to hear, because I was out on the basketball court when this happened and I heard her. If you lose this game, you're walking home. The other guys on my team looked at and said, "Whose mom is that?" And somebody said, "I don't know." We lost, but she still gave me a ride. She would get really frustrated at times, and given the challenge she had of raising all of us, it was quite understandable. And life got very interesting when she got frustrated. And there was the time she got so frustrated because my youngest brother, Harold, was threatening to run away from home at a pretty young age. And after a while of putting up with this threat, she wanted to see some action behind it. So she opened the front door, helped Harold out the front door, and then locked the front door so he couldn't get back in. And it was dark. Runaway didn't run very far, didn't stay away very long. There was a time when James, my older brother, was really getting on mom's nerves, and my dad had an old boat for sale. It was parked out by the blacktop road and had one of those for sale signs on it, and mom got so frustrated with James that she said, "Why don't you just go stand by the road and put that for sale sign around your neck?" Later she asked me, she said, "Where's James?" I said, "He's standing out by the road with a for sale sign around his neck." And I said, "He's waving at all the church people that go by." That made her even more frustrated. She had a few favorite sayings, which included, "Are you out of your cotton-picking mind?" "Well, for crying out loud," or "I'm sick and tired of." And there was a whole long list of things that she was sick and tired of. She was known to have a lead foot. More than once when she was driving, someone tried to pass her and she just decided she wasn't going to let them pass and kept speeding up so the car couldn't get by. But she was more than funny. She was stubborn. She was outspoken. She was honest and hardworking and loving. She was tough, yet very sensitive and caring. And this description of my mom came out in some of our conversation. My older brother Robert said this: Mom was the toughest person I've ever known, yet one of the most sensitive souls I've ever known. To many, she may have seemed harsh, and quite frankly, at times she was. But she was also very sensitive and caring. She loved her family. She protected her family. She took part in our activities. When we were younger, she would sit on the riverbank for hours while we went fishing or swimming. She went to countless band concerts to show her support, which was a good thing since she wouldn't let me quit band. She sacrificed for her family, but she also sacrificed for others. Even after my dad passed away several years before she did, she could have taken that time to take care of herself. But it seems she was always helping take care of someone else. It's almost as if she got her meaning in life from taking care of other people, and it continued right up until the very end. Mom didn't have an easy life. She lived with a lot of pain, both physical and emotional. She lived with a lot of scars, physical and emotional. She lived through a lot of tough situations and circumstances. Several times later in her life, when she would call and talk to me, she'd say, I'm tired. She didn't have a lot of peace or rest in her life. And our prayer for Mom at that time and still now is that she's now experiencing that peace and rest that she could never seem to find while she was alive on this earth. Our prayer is that she's now experiencing the peace and rest only a wonderful God of grace and peace can give her. Mom was a special person. I know your mom is too. There's one more thing I want to encourage us with before we go. The last way that I think I want to share with you that we can honor our mothers is this: live a life that she can be proud of. Live a life that you can be proud of. I get accused of being my mom's favorite. I don't have any idea why that is, where that comes from. But I remember in the whirlwind of those activities, went to bed one night. In my brother's house, we stayed there with him during the whole funeral thing and several days after that. We got ready for bed and Blenda leaned over and she whispered in my ear. She said, your mom was so proud of you. And it wasn't because I always did things right. It wasn't because I was perfect. It was because she was mom. And I was her son. And she loved all of us. Live a life that your mom can be proud of. Honor her. Love her. Respect her. This is Mother's Day. It's her day. Let's make it special in every way we can. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. As we get ready to go, it's good to have Pastor Tony James visiting with us this morning, sitting right up here. She's pastoring the New Start Church in LaGrange, gone in there and working with the people of that community, and we're so glad that you're able to be here with us this morning. I'm going to ask my wife and Jordan to come back to the back with me. If you would mind, would you dismiss us in prayer this morning? And then we're going to have a special gift for you as you walk out. So let's stand together. Pastor Tony's going to dismiss us in prayer, and then will be at the back door with your Mother's Day gift. God bless you.